The context in which something occurs is the biggest shaper of how people perceive it. So, if something is coming to you from the radio, from two speakers, or from a box, a little box that is the radio, or from your iPod that has a download from the radio, if something is coming to you from this, you have some choices. Choice one, you turn it on, you listen to the whole thing, you turn it off. Choice two, you turn it on, you don't like it, you turn it off in 5 seconds. Choice three, you turn it on and you go cook dinner and you have the music or the sound in the background while you're making dinner. You have basically these three choices that if you are listening to the context of radio. If you are listening to the context of sound art, by that I mean something happening in an uncontrollable environment outside, in a passage, in an U-Bahn station, on a tram, in a museum, in a museum entrance foyer. If you have sound in this place, you don't have those same choices anymore because people are living in a different context. They're living in normal life. This is the context, and they go through the normal life, and they hear something, but they can't turn it off. They can only ignore it, or they can ask, what is that? Or they can just accept it. So you have a really different perception of what's going on. And then if you really want to hear it, you find out that daily life in sound art, daily life is affecting what you hear. So you stand in the middle of a say, for example, the Tonspur Passage here in Wien, you stand in the middle and you want to hear this sound art, but people are walking by and they're talking and the babies are screaming and the dogs are barking and there's a machine 20 meters away and you say, stop, stop, everybody, I want to hear this sound art. But you can't control it. That's life.